Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
A little operator error. So we join our interview with Lucy Shake from the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network in Progress.
Opening up and realizing how to do some of what we used to do in person, maybe online or in a more socially distanced kind of way. And one of those awesome, awesome opportunities that I think Efrat might have been talking about is we're going to start out with sharing our appreciations. It's been a long run here for our nonprofits, especially the ones that are on the front lines with food, shelter, some of those urgent needs that have been responding from day one. And those staff are out there doing that sometimes without thanks, in the shadows, just doing what they do, giving help to our community and all at the individual level and the institutional level. So we've created those fantastic, I think it's going to be a great program of appreciation called Shout Out Bloomington, hashtag Shout Out Bloomington. And you can go to MonroeUnitedWay.org/shoutout and just send those good warm fuzzies and thank yous out into the air to our nonprofit staff people and programs and organizations that have been given and given really, really blood, sweat, and tears for the last, is it 3 months now? Feels like a long time.
No, longer than that.
Is it? Wow. So starting today, I just looked at the website. It is up. You can add your shout out or your kudo. You can add an image to a special board they have created there. And we'll be highlighting those the week of July 13th through 17th, when we're going to also have more appreciations and gratitude at the Be More Awards on the 14th. So it's going to be a week full of thank yous and gratitude for all that Bloomington has and has given and has rallied to do during this most difficult time.
Let me clear up a misconception there if somebody wasn't completely paying attention. You don't have to be on social media to do this.
No. MonroeUnitedWay.org/shoutout. It's out there on the interwebs. Anybody can log into that. You can do it on your phone as well. You can just send a text message in just word form, or you can upload a picture or a GIF or something that shows what you're feeling about all of our givers and helpers here in the community.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a TikTok video or a Twitch or a Instagram post.
I don't know.
Ask your kids. But the point is, you don't have to have a social media account to participate in the thanking of the volunteer. The social media will be pushed out by the United Way on their social media channels once the finished product is all gathered and put together.
Yeah, and we're going to make sure that anybody who's thanked on this kudo board is going to know about it. We will make sure that they see it and forward it to them. So, don't be bashful. Send those thanks out there. I think it's really what makes Bloomington the awesome place that it is that we're all willing to help out. But every now and then a thank you really, really does help and keep you going.
It does. Thank yous are fantastic. And when we can't have, as you mentioned, the Be More Awards, where we have a full auditorium of people to thank there in person, we have to get creative and do it in other ways. And that's exactly what's going on here.
Yes, I'm really excited to see that board fill up with appreciations and just kind of have that warm, fuzzy feeling about how we don't take this for granted. Everybody is working really hard, and we really, really do appreciate it as a community. So it's our time to step out and make that visible, surface those thank yous on that kudo board.
Lucy Shake is our guest this afternoon. She checks in every Friday from the city. Oh, except next Friday, Lucy. Uh-oh, it's the holiday next Friday.
I'm not going to talk to you on Friday.
Well, good, because I'm not going to be here. So I'm not even going to answer if you call. So we'll get our next...
Just call me.
Yeah, our next volunteer opportunity on the radio will be on July 10th. So everybody better enjoy this one, right? Here we are.
That's right.
4:19 on a Friday. It's hot and sunny outside. And volunteer to help those at high risk. Helping Hands. Tell me about who Helping Hands are helping and how many more hands they need to help.
Well, that very good alliteration there. Well, Helping Hands is an initiative from...
you don't think I'm just here for my stunning good looks, do you? I mean, it's radio.
No, you know how to do this. This is live. Helping Hands is an initiative from Civic Champs, which is a great tech company here in town that has a product that helps us facilitate seamless volunteering, frictionless volunteering. And they have this free app or a thing that you can access online where you can connect to people who need help. And this is in that kind of classic COVID fashion where, you know, you can help somebody with errands, you can help somebody with groceries, and it's person to person. So you can lend that helping hand via helpinghands.civicchamps.com. We haven't really had anything like this in Bloomington, except through maybe the mutual aid program, which is something that is I think mostly located on Facebook. But as we go forward, I believe and I think the trends are really showing us that we're going to really need to connect person to person as we go longer and longer into, you know, the unknown here. And we might not know what we need now, but we have a place to put it on helpinghands.civicchamps.com.
Interesting. I like it because it's, no matter what you want to do, they will find a place for you to do it. Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, and you'll be connected directly to an individual. And a lot of times you're not, you know, if you go through an organization. They've already got a lot of their clients handled, but this is really where you're taking that citizen level, that local level, person to person, to help someone out. And so it's kind of an experiment right now, but we're hoping that, you know, we see this blossom in a positive way in Bloomington and we can connect more people to helping.
Lucy Shake is our guest from the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network. Water Day is coming up on July 19th. What is Summer Water Day?
This one sounds like fun to me. Just water, water, water. Probably all sorts of different water-based games and activities, lots of splashing, cool, fun family, you know, activities and everything. And of course, we know as when you have activities, you need some volunteers to help facilitate that. And in this case, to keep people safe while doing it and having this outdoor fun. And we can still have some in-person events. They're just going to be a little more spaced out and probably outdoors.
Yeah, so you can have a water balloon fight. Yeah. You just stand over there and I'll stand over here and
just aim for your head.
That's right. No dodgeball with water balloons.
That's right. So Salvation Army is the host for this one. It's from 1 to 5 p.m. on July 19th, which is probably guaranteed to be hot, I would think. So water will be welcome. And they need about 20 volunteers to help out with all of their activity stations and keeping people spaced appropriately to have fun and stay safe while attending the event.
And that sounds refreshing on a day like today where it's 90 and it feels like 93. All right,
it does.
Here we go. You ready? Seeking technology devices for seniors. And everybody's upgrading, upgrading, upgrading. This is cool. We tell everybody, don't throw anything away. We can repurpose it.
Yeah, the statistics tell us that about 50% of our senior population doesn't have access or maybe the knowledge of how to utilize these tech devices. And as we all know, we're all tech right now. It's kind of like high-tech phone calls with Zoom and Google Meet and things like that. You kind of need it to be in the game right now, even to access resources. So Area 10 Agency on Aging and the Enright Center are looking for your extra, or like you said, your aged out but still functional computers, laptops, iPads, tablets, smartphones, things that you may not be utilizing right now or might be an extra in your life, could be an essential in the life of a low-income senior. So they are looking for you to donate those to them, and we can connect you to where to take those and how to drop them off. But that is really going to just leaps and bounds. As you know, as soon as you get that laptop or that smartphone, you can log into that call or call your grandkids or access the resources you need.
Garth Brooks is playing a drive-in concert coming up tomorrow night. This is going to be a drive-ins all around the U.S. of A. Starlight here in Bloomington. Would you go right now to a drive-in concert and enjoy the proceedings?
Well, no comment on Garth Brooks, but I would go to a drive-in wouldn't you go to a drive-in for a movie or a concert? Well, that's an interesting idea.
Yeah, because Ruoff Deer Creek is doing the same thing. They're going to have Brad Paisley.
Okay.
They have a stage out in the parking lot now, not in the building. They just bring the stage outside and then move the spots. So it's like your tailgate, car, blank spot, car, their tailgate. So you kind of naturally, it's like a checkerboard. Where you kind of
I love how creative, yeah, people are getting, you know, like to have just this. So I've seen in the past, even pre-COVID, drive-in theater, you know, where you drive in and there's like maybe an outdoor stage or something, and you can watch
right.
theater, pop-up theater.
So you would do it? You're in? You would do that?
I don't, honestly, I don't think it might be on the top of my list.
Me
but
neither.
If I was really... If that was my guy, my you know, I was a super fan, I might do it.
A super fan. That's a good way to put it.
I'd stay in my zone. I'd stay in my zone.
That's right. You know? I'd even bring some of that yellow caution tape and wrap up my own zone and make sure that
I'll fence myself in. I'm really good with the mask. I've got like a whole mask collection now, and I got the filters and all sorts of stuff. So I'm kind of fashion accessorizing with the masks now. So
Very nice.
Kind of look forward to taking them out a little bit. Socially distanced.
I don't know if I'd at a concert though. I would. That'd be tough. All right. Well, that's something to think about.
Yeah.
I'm with you. It's not at the top of. I have to do that this weekend, and that's not wrong if somebody wants to do that because they're having them. So be careful, be safe, have fun, and if you'd like to donate some concert tickets, if you'd like to donate anything at all, it's going to be rainy tomorrow, perhaps. And if you're cleaning out your house or you're cleaning out your garage, you're getting to those projects you just kept putting off, we'll find a home for it, Lucy. Tell me how.
Oh, we will find a home for it. You just go to bloomingtonvolunteernetwork.org/community wish list. There are a lot of current wishes on there right now, as you might imagine. And easier ways to give, you know, whether it's an online giving platform through Amazon where you can just order that for your favorite organization and they'll deliver it. You don't have to leave the house. For all of you, just need to do that online shopping. Do some shopping for good. It's fun on a rainy day.
Exactly. Exactly right. Well, you have a wonderful weekend, a wonderful 4th of July weekend as well. And we will meet back here on July 10th, Friday, and see what the volunteering world has in store for us.
It's a plan. I look forward to it. Have a great holiday.
Thanks, Luz. We'll talk soon.